Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and the winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. Now celebrating our ninth year of the show, so thank you listeners for supporting us all these years. I'm here with Laura Fay from Spectracolor Coffee Roasters. It's a coffee and beverage shop and roastery in Easton's Silk Mill. Laura, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thank you.
Reading a bit about your background, it seems like beverages have been a central part of your life for the last 20 years. Can you kind of give us the lowdown on your beverage journey?
Yeah, so I got into beverage sort of randomly through opening a brewery called Separatist Beer Project with the first tasting room in Easton, and then grew to a blendery in Easton, and then also another spot down in Philly. And through that journey, I really discovered I liked creating retail spaces and experiences for people, and also even like a product that was sort of targeted for a certain market. And thinking about the design and the packaging, I think like packaging can just be magic sometimes. It's always sort of fascinated me. And just general hospitality too, and creating that interesting customer experience. So coming from that, I sort of left that about 5 years ago, wanted to regroup and probably do something else in beverage, but I sort of had to discover what direction I wanted to go and sort of figure out what type of beverage I wanted to get involved in. So I started like looking around at wine, spirits, and coffee, and I was really excited about the coffee industry, partly because I love where the beans come from, the places. It's sort of warm and tropical, very different than beer, which is more like, you know, the hops and everything from Germany and Belgium. Another thing I really liked about coffee is that sort of like a creative aspect, especially around cafes. You know, a lot of creative people work there and come there for inspiration. It's also a more of like a day drink, which appealed to me as I'm getting older, thinking about working. So I started to barista in the area, and I was a barista up at King's Gambit in Belvedere, New Jersey, and also at Black River Roasters, like 30 minutes out into New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And those places were both roasteries also, which was sort of like really interesting because I got to see and watch some of the roasting process. So working at those places, I wanted to learn more about coffee. And so I decided to take some classes out in New York City at the New York Coffee Project, which is this amazing roastery that has a couple of coffee shops around the city. And two amazing women own it. One of them is a really, really good roaster. And I got to work with her a little bit when, like, creating my blends. So I went out there. They have an academy that is certified by the Specialty Coffee Association. So I took sensory classes and brewing classes, roasting classes. There's just like a lot of facets.
It's really immersed yourself.
Mm-hmm. Huh? I also took a Q grading class, which was really intense. A Q grader is sort of what a SOM is for wine. So if you get certified, you're able to taste coffees and sort of make sure they're like up to standard and just take notes on them and give good feedback. And that was a week long, 8 hours a day, lots of coffee tasting. It was really intense. Nobody in the class passed, which is typical. And you usually go back because at the end, there's 20 tests that you take. So you need to pass all of them. Like none of us passed all of them, but you get to go back and sort of practice and sort of try again. That was really cool and intense. And it's just, I love food, but I had never studied it in like a scientific way and learned about so much about flavor and how to communicate flavor and learn that language. That's partly what the Specialty Coffee Association does, is sort of come up with a sort of language and taste profiles so that people can communicate, right, about like, okay, I have this bean and here are the tasting notes, and being able to communicate that to a roaster so they can bring it out.
Well, you have to put your taste into words.
Yes.
In order to communicate with the roaster or even a customer.
Right, right, right. And what I found really interesting is like coffee comes from all over, so many different places, so many different cultures. So like one thing that the Coffee Association needed to do was sort of narrow down the flavors to more basic ones that are universal enough for people in Africa and Costa Rica and like the Americas to all understand, you know?
And then how'd all this knowledge end up manifesting in Spectracolor?
Well, it helps a lot with being able to help like educate the baristas and then educate customers too in a way that has like already been established, if that makes sense, and convey what we're trying to do with the roasts and the blends.
So what are some of the roasts and the blends that you're currently offering?
Yes. So we have four main blends. One is called Luster. That's our anytime blend. Blackout Theory is our dark roast. We have Mood Ring, which is our espresso roast. And that's the one I'm the proudest of. Like, it's hard to roast a really great espresso that's flexible, because this is something that I want people to be able to take home and sort of use in many different ways, if that makes sense, as opposed to a coffee that you give to someone and you're like, okay, use 300 grams of water over 3 minutes and, you know, 25 grams of this coffee at this grind. When developing my blends, I sort of wanted them to be flexible for people to take home, use in many different grinds, and brew in many different ways. And then, the last blend that we have is called Lo-Fi Crush, and that's our decaf blend. And we've actually gotten a lot of compliments on that one. I think some people sort of ignore decaf because it's just not as sought out, but I think it's important for people who just don't need the caffeine.
And talk about your space a little bit, too. If you talk about hospitality being big and kind of the whole environment and space, it's more than just the coffee or whatever beverage they get.
Yeah. I mean, that was really exciting for me. It took me about a year and a half to find a space that I was really happy with. And when something opened up at the Silk Mill, I was super excited because I loved that location. You know, it has parking, which makes it easy for people to come and run in and run out. And just that building is beautiful with all the architecture, the skylights and the tin ceiling and all the brick. And so while I was looking for a space, I actually gathered a lot of the furniture. I had an idea for what I wanted it to look like, but I gathered a lot of the furniture from Facebook Marketplace. So there's a lot of retro feel in there. I really wanted a lot of 70s, 80s, and comfortable. I wanted it to sort of bring back like that 90s coffee shop where you had those big comfy chairs. Because there's been a tendency to sort of make a lot of coffee shops lab-like and roasteries where it's a bit of a colder, like edgier space.
Yeah,
which I understand because they want to, you know, we're doing this seriously. But I wanted to take it seriously, but I sort of wanted to make a fun, more cozy space. And another, like, we were able to get, like, local materials. I got the counter is built out of glass block that I salvaged from Rag and Bone Salvage. I liked bringing in things from the community because it really makes it feel like a more of a community space with all those like Facebook finds.
Well,
everything.
Whether they recognize it or not, they're kind of coming home.
Right.
Because
they're
home
from
is surrounding
here.
Them, right? It's
yes.
Not coming in from, you know, some supply store somewhere.
Yeah. And just really colorful with all like the wallpaper. And it was definitely a fun design project.
So considering how you look at things holistically, how would you want your customers to enjoy a cup of coffee that you give them with all their senses?
Well, like you said, it's about all of your senses, right? And I think it's also about understanding the intention of the product and then sort of experiencing that. And I think people enjoy things better when they know sort of where they're coming from, like a certain bean. So we just released our first single origin called Analog Remix, and it's a natural Costa Rican that's super fruity, and it's a light roast. So I think when people, and maybe it depends on the person too, but I think when people have this information, they're able to sort of enjoy the product and I guess the intention of the people who grew it and roasted it, and then also the people who are brewing it, which are the baristas, which I have an amazing team. I'm super excited about them. And they're very passionate about coffee and customer experience and, you know, sharing information about each of the drinks with people. But I think, yeah, like having a good space to enjoy it in and also being able to be informed if you're into that. I mean, some people just want to come in and get a coffee and go. And I think that's great, too. You know, like, let's get this done. It really comes down to the customer, you know.
Well, coffee houses also have this legacy of being a place where community can gather.
Yes.
And it sounds like that's something that's possible at Spectre.
Definitely. College. And like, so we also have a good amount of events that I've put together. One of our really popular ones is called the Weekend Blend. So once a month, we bring in a sort of a baker and a maker, I would call it. So we've had like Circle Donuts come and From Lino come and sell their pastries. And it's interesting because the customers that they bring also usually like the makers who come by. But it's usually like people who are like, they'll sell plants or sell like, it's a jewelry maker. So it's not like fine art, but more of like crafts or a vintage seller. But it's a really great way for the community to come together, as you were saying, and like our customers to sort of get to know other vendors or other makers or bakers that are doing things in the area.
So with your beverage journey and entering, you know, the coffee arena, what did you learn about yourself and business that has kind of come to this point over your 10, 20 years in beverage?
Well, it was very surprising to me that I loved hospitality because I majored in film and then I worked at a lot of nonprofits, actually. And just did a lot of random things. So I think it was really surprising and it was really wonderful that I found something. I was like, ah, this is my thing. Thank God. Like I found something that I love and I wanted, because I am a very passionate person and it was great to be able to dive into something that I knew would last and I wanted to like do something in. Yeah, I guess mainly my passions, like my passion for design, my passion for creating experience of customers, and even like learning the roasting. I was like, wow, this is like fascinating to learn a craft for the first time and learn so much about flavor. So yeah, I think it was just like discovering my passions was really interesting. And as a small business owner, understanding what maybe I'm not great at, but it's good enough to be able to keep the business going. So yep. I would say like accounting, not passionate, not great at accounting, but I'm good enough for it to feed into the business. So that is another thing, I think, like learning what I was good enough at to make this all work.
So Laura, how can people stay up to date with what's going on at Spectre Color, like website address and social media handles?
Social media, for sure. I do see that that is not as strong as it used to be. So we are going to start sending newsletters out once a month and sort of speak about the events and what blends are being released and new coffees.
And you can register that at the website?
Yes, they can sign up at the website for that.
Great. And You're on Instagram and?
We're on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay. Laura, Thanks for joining us here at WDIY.
Thank you.
I'm Mike Dravenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish.